Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Hello. Hey, we're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM, right here in this beautiful studio with Jared at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Today is the 25th of February. 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. And how are you today?
I'm doing well.
And this morning, Jared and I spent some time learning how to pronounce Kyiv, which is the capital of the Ukraine, vice Kiev, which is the Russian pronunciation, and Kyiv is the Ukrainian pronunciation. Correct. And there's been sanctions, and one of the sanctions that just popped down was about the car race.
Oh, I was saying I was a Formula One fan, and they have a race in Sochi every year, and they canceled it.
Yeah, that shows you we're really getting serious now, Russia. We're canceling car races. Okay, what's the weather look like?
It's currently 37 degrees today. It's going to be sunny with a high of 64, a low of 34. Tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of rain tomorrow night, a high of 64, a low of 42. On Sunday, a chance of rain, then mostly sunny, the high of 64, a low of 42, with a chance of rain Sunday night. Monday, chance of rain, high of 71, low of 47. Sorry, I lost track. Tuesday, high of 72, with a chance of rain, a low of 47. And Wednesday, rain likely. The high of 69 and a low of 45.
Okay, let's end it on that one. Rain, likely. We need rain. In March, when it kicks in, we want rain. Hey, weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business. All the propane, my friends, comes out of one tank from someplace south of here. So it's customer service. It's taking care of you. And that's what Chuck and Judy Kenny have been doing for well over 20 years. Taking care of their customers, treating them like warm friends, helping people stay warm. That's Shasta Gas Propane. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. And I'm here with Katrina and started my day off great because with her is Spike. Okay, you call him Bellamy.
Yeah, you have a name
for
him.
I tell you what, I'd take this dog home. I'd take this dog home except Linda. Would have hives within 5 minutes because she's allergic to dogs. Except for hyperallergenic types, like poodles, Malteses, and those things. But this is a dog I'd take home. He's great.
He's wonderful.
Perfect size. He is a shepherd pity mix, but he doesn't have the pity face. He has more of a shepherd face.
Yeah, definitely.
And he is shy. He was a stray, but he comes up to you and wants to do nothing but, you scratch his ears and he wants to lick your hand. And he is quiet. How's he on a leash?
He's pretty good. He pulls a little bit when he's excited.
I'm going to send him through Camp Hope. Or what is it? Not Camp Hope.
Camp Love a Pet.
Love a Pet.
Love a Pet, yeah.
Well, I was close. And I'm going to have a child assigned to him that does nothing but walks him, gets him good on the leash, teaches him to run into the kitchen, open up the refrigerator door, and get me a beer. Now, they teach these dogs little tricks, right? They camp,
yeah.
They camp Love a Pet.
Yeah, that's
why
right.
Not something that you can use? That's all I... Jared, am I right?
That's right.
You know what? Put a refrigerator out there, teach that dog to run over, open up the refrigerator. Now, and you should do it. You shouldn't always have to tell a dog something. Maybe it should just be a sign, like hold your hand out like you're holding a beer. Spike sees it, runs into the kitchen, opens it up, grabs a beer, runs back, and sticks it in my hand.
I mean, it'd be possible.
Of course it's possible. This looks like a smart little dog.
He's very smart. He's a really sweet boy. Definitely more on the shy side, but when he warms up, you'll see he has a heart of gold. He's wonderful. And he has that brindle coat, which is gorgeous.
He does have a brindle coat, and it is gorgeous. And he's sitting there. He's got little – his ears come up, and they kind of lop on the ends. And he's sitting back. He knows we're talking about him right now. And he's just – I tell you what, if it was me – that dog, you wouldn't leave with that dog today. That dog would become the office dog.
I like it.
Because he looks like, you know, I could just see him. He could be sitting next to me, or he'd be laying at Jared's feet in the morning, coming in, chasing derelicts away from our back door. How's he with other animals?
So far, when he's met other dogs, he's just been kind of scared.
So he's not the dominant kind then?
Not really, no.
Okay, so.
He definitely would need to warm up. We always require a proper introduction with other dogs, regardless if you do have a dog at home. But yeah, so far he's just been kind of scared.
So he's not a dominant dog. And you know what? And in some ways, that's really good. But you can socialize him. Now, see, this is a dog I would take out to the Benton Dog Park. And I'd start him off in the small area with the small dogs, with permission from people.
Yeah.
Because he's not a huge dog.
No, he's not.
So he would learn, you know, his, you know, manners. Then put him over at the big dogs over there and watch him. Because he'd probably hang around my feet a lot.
Definitely. He's,
yeah.
No, he's really sweet.
Have I sold this dog? Have I sold anybody out there on the idea of going over to Haven Humane and saying, I want Bellamy, which is what you would ask for, not Spike, because you gave him the name Bellamy.
Yeah.
That's a weak name.
Well, I mean, he's not connected to it.
Well, that's true.
It's our name. Yeah, I mean, you can change his name.
Yeah, he'll come to Buttercup, probably. I mean, you know, and you put a little treat in your hand, here he comes. How about cats?
I'm not sure how he does with cats.
If you have cats, we have to try that out. Kids?
Yeah, he's been fine with everyone.
Okay.
Yeah, he's just shy with people at first, but so far it doesn't seem like he has any, like, aggression issues or... He's fine being handled a lot.
Yeah.
He's also doing our Capable Canine Club class we do every Thursday, where our volunteers take a few of our shelter dogs, uh-huh, and they do different, like, training with them and stuff to help socialize them, and he's been doing really good in that and learning different tricks and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So, that beer can is not out of the realm.
No, it's in his near future.
Is he pretty bright? Does he seem pretty bright? I mean, you're a dog, but...
Yeah, he seems pretty smart.
Okay. All right. Okay, now how do people get Bellamy Spike?
Yeah, so since he is Pet of the Week, you could actually come down today, no appointment necessary, and visit with him if you'd like to meet with him. And, of course, you can always give us a call at 241-1653 if you just want some more information about him or anybody else.
Hey, is there any way we can get the dog up on the – Jared, can you help? Let's put the dog up on – do you think he'd be okay up on the table here so people can see him on the camera?
I did put a picture in the chat room.
Oh, pictures in the chat room. There you go. Yeah, but it doesn't capture his that certain je ne sais quoi that Bellamy has.
Yeah. I don't know how you do on the table.
Yeah, neither do I.
You might knock some things over.
Yeah, you might pee. Hey, I'm scared here. Okay. I'm not usually this effusive on the animals you bring in here, but I really like this dog.
Yeah, there's definitely something about him.
Yeah.
It's funny because I feel like people haven't noticed him very much. He's kind of fallen through the cracks a little bit. I think because he's a little bit more shy and introverted.
Yeah, he probably stays back a little bit.
Yeah.
How long have you had him?
We've had him 2.5 months.
Okay, it's time. It's time for Bellamy to go home to a family with kids. This would be a great little dog to take with you on runs. And, you know, you could get this dog in time to do the Doggy Dash.
That's right. It's coming up on March 19th.
There you go. He'd be a great Doggy Dash star.
He would. He'd be a great running buddy. Or walking.
Yeah. Or just around the house. Because he's not that big.
No, he's only 50 pounds.
We say only 50 pounds, but that's not a, you know, that's not really a, I mean, that's not really a big dog. Yet he's big enough that he would bark. Does he bark?
Not very much. He's kind of a scaredy cat.
Yeah. So what you have to do is work with him about security of your house. Not biting anybody, but a bark. You know, if they hear something, bark, 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 bark. Yeah. Okay. That's a nice dog.
Yeah, he's lovely.
Let's adopt him. Let's adopt him, Jared. You hold, you take him home at night, then we bring him into the office the next day.
I would love to, but I already have one.
Oh. Well, one is probably lonely.
No pressure.
Anything else you want to pass on to people?
Well, our Doggy Dash is coming up, of course. Registration for that is open. If you check out our website, havenhumane.org, you can follow the link there to get your tickets. And that's going to be held on March 19th at the Sundial Bridge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good luck, Bellamy. Hey, this portion of the show, don't leave yet. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank has been in the business 15 years in our community. It's locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. At Cornerstone Community Bank, four branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, right downtown at 1845 California Street, main branch at Cobblestone Shopping Center, 192 Hartnell Avenue, and, of course, the newest branch in Anderson at 2727 Ventura Street. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Lewis Black, Off the Rails Tour.
You want a political commentator? Then bring on a barnyard animal. They have more to say to us. Like a lamb. What did you think, lamb? Bah! Back to you.
February 27th, Reading Civic Auditorium. Tickets are on sale now at readingcivic.com. Lewis Black reminding you, I'll see you in February.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up! a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lundebot. The time is 7:20 in the morning here on the 25th of February. It is 34 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day. It's going to be sunny. I think it goes up in the 60s today. This portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody's better at repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. Truly from the old school. He's been through any number of automotive repair schools, and he is the one that you want to have take care of your windshield. He's not going to take a chance with your safety, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 24 inches of length. Jeff Wurst can fix it. And bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. A veteran-owned business. Now, I can go two different ways on this one. I got a bunch of information about COVID data analysis, but I think I want to run into what's going on in the Ukraine. Russian forces are on the outskirts of Kyiv, the capital of the Ukraine. They so far 200-300 people have been killed. There looks like that the Russians want to take Kyiv. And one of the things that nobody's addressing really right now is the number of refugees that are trying to get out of the Ukraine right now. They're heading for Poland. They can't go any other direction. So they're heading for Poland. Why the Ukraine? Ukraine gives the Russians ports. See, Ukraine doesn't produce a lot of oil or gas, unlike Russia. But it is a major transport and shipping area through the Ukraine. It does have, you know, I think probably a lot of people have seen all the things, all the important types of minerals and elements that are in the Ukraine. But the big thing is they've got major ability to transport and move the oil in the in the country. Plus the fact, as I said, they've got ports there on the Black Sea. Now, we keep talking about ratcheting up the sanctions, but they haven't done everything. And I don't know did we talk about this yesterday, that Russia is the third largest importer of oil to the United States? Did we mention that yesterday?
I don't know if that was specific.
Yeah, okay, well, it's the third largest importer of oil to the United States. Yeah, it's behind Canada and Mexico. Saudi Arabia comes in fourth. And think about that. Where we used to be somewhat energy independent because we had our own oil, now we're relying on the Russians for almost 600,000 barrels a day of oil. The question is, are we still getting that 600,000 barrels a day, or have we just cut that off? I would hope that that was cut off immediately, and if they were sending it over in tankers, we just send them back. Now, they are hitting Kyiv with airstrikes and with interballistic missiles, both ground-to-ground, air-to-ground, intermediate-size missiles they're hitting. If you take a look at some of the photos of the city of Kyiv, you're going to be able to see what it looked like in World War II in Europe. It's hard to believe. It's difficult to get your arms around the fact that this country, that Russia, for weeks has been moving its troops there, and people weren't already pushing back. One of the problems is that Russia provides most of the natural gas to Europe. Most of, I think it's like 75%. And so you can threaten them, but then the Russians can turn around and say, that's fine, we're turning off the gas, and it's still cold over there. What happens then? Are we, the United States, who are sitting on, I talked to a geologist yesterday, we are sitting on untold oceans of oil in this country through a variety of different ways, and yet we're importing oil from Russia and Saudi Arabia, and Saudi Arabia doesn't really meet up all the standards we like. So we have that capability of becoming a totally energy, petroleum-wise, independent from anything. And what kind of damage can you do if you just cut off all their ability to ship, and Europe turns off, says, we don't want this, we're going to get our oil from the United States. That means we're going to have to step up our production quite a bit. And Biden is still putting pauses on oil leases. I don't know what would make this gentleman wake up to say, we can't rely on other countries for our energy. Keep pushing forward with your non-petroleum-based energy, your renewable energy. But then just how about taking a look at nuclear power for once? Really look at the concept of nuclear power. It's 24 hours a day. It's inexpensive. You can put up a number of plants throughout this country. And why don't we do it? Political reasons. That's it. We've been running nuclear energy on ships, and how about this? Nuclear submarines where men and women are locked into this thing under the water for 6 months at a time. Think about that. There's been nobody coming out with a third eye. There's no birth defects. There's nothing. The technology is safe. And yet we are still acting like this is in the 70s and 80s. There's been such a so much work done. Other countries use it. It works for them. And yet we don't do that. Instead, we're importing oil from the Soviet Union, who wants to replace the government of Kyiv. Now, one of the things they've reached out and said, hey, how about if we promise not to join NATO? And Russia said, well, we can talk about that. Well, they'd love to talk about it after they've taken Kyiv and they've hunted down the president and they've installed their own government. My friends, take a look at Europe, 1938. Here we go again. And I haven't seen, I they talk about these sanctions, but I don't see anything. Okay, we're going to cut you off. We're cutting your money off and all this. There's something called, I think it's SMART. And it's a way of moving money, large sums of money around the world. All you have to do is cut them off.
Yeah, I think they wanted to, but two countries, Germany and Italy, and maybe another one,
said no. Yeah, see, here we go. Germany, of all countries.
And Italy.
Germany and Italy, part of the axis of World War II, you would think that they would understand, invasions of countries is wrong. Well, obviously, not that wrong. Just wrong. But not that wrong. Russia has worked themselves into this thing where they, with the oil and the gas and their military power. And we, as NATO and all the countries over there, and let's just face it, it's over in Europe. It's not here. They're not invading us. They're not invading Texas. And for a variety of reasons. Everybody in Texas has a gun, and they'd be fighting them. They'd be fighting them everywhere. But we can't let a country be taken like this. So, Mr. Biden, you're the leader of the free world. Let's see what happens. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Mike Huber and Estate Granite. You know, he's been doing this a long time, and he just does outstanding work. It's like he's got a gift for working with marble and granite and slate, but also designs and colors and the different when you take a look at a piece of granite and the different colors in it, how it fits into your kitchen or maybe your bathroom, he can redesign these for you and bring it in, and so they look just absolutely fabulous. He's one of the good guys. It's a veteran-owned business, and he works by appointments only. So for a free consultation, give him a call at 241-STONE or look it up on EstateGranite.com. We'll be right back.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Their grand opening is Saturday, February 26th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. with free drawings throughout the day. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Don't miss their grand opening, February 26th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. in the Shasta Gateway Center.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi. This is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
Oh,
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBot. Good morning. 7:34 in the morning, 34 degrees out there. It's going up in the 60s today. It's sunny and beautiful. This portion of the show brought to you by something else that's sunny and beautiful, Four Winds Jewelry. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They have a great selection of jewelry. They're absolutely real friendly in there, Rebecca and Henry. Great prices, very fair prices on such a great selection of jewelry. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I'm here with Steve Main and Kurt Maddox. And they're here to talk about the Enterprise High School Remembers the Five. And either Steve or Kurt, if you want to talk about this, or tell people what this is, because a lot of people may not know about it.
You bet. Good morning, Carl. Honored to be here. Kurt and I want to tell your listening audience a little bit about the event that occurred that has brought a number of us together from the Enterprise High Class of 69. And there's no one who knows the story of what happened September 28th, 1968, better than Kurt Maddox. So I'm going to turn it over to him so that the listeners will know a little bit about what happened that day.
Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Carl. My name's Kurt Maddox. On September 28th, 1968, my sister and four other high school senior girls, along with a sophomore from Shasta College, were in a head-on logging truck, head-on car accident with a logging truck. All six were killed on impact, and the event rattled the city of Reading and the people who live here all the way down to their bones.
There were about 15,000 people then living in Reading.
15,000 so, population.
So this impact was obviously significant.
We've been surprised and pleased by how many people still remember the event and have come to support us in our efforts to rebuild the monument. Originally, it was a fountain at Enterprise High School in 1997 or 98, I believe. It was rebuilt after having fallen into disrepair. And now that it is again in disrepair to some degree, we are hoping to establish a new monument, pavilion, not sure exactly how we're going to term it at this point, but a larger type of event there at Enterprise in remembrance of the girls. But we also have a much larger plan involving scholarships and curriculum and an educational program to help students make good decisions, good choices about how to not just get into vehicles and take care of themselves, be sure that they're safe, but also to make better life choices. And I'm going to let Steve go at it from here. I think he has a pretty good idea of what's going on.
Carl, to be a member of that class of 69, of course, was a pretty tough one to experience that incident and live with it for our senior year. And so, yes, the class put together a fountain with community help and, as Kurt said, repaired it later on. But our story starts at the Enterprise High School class of 69 50-year reunion when a lot of my classmates noted that the fountain, as Kurt noted, had fallen into some disrepair, had been vandalized. And we decided at that point that we weren't going to take it anymore. We wanted to have something that memorialized the girls and was a relevant, valid part of the Enterprise culture today. So a group of us, classmate Ed Sandberg, brother of Shelley Roberts, Scott Roberts, and I started meeting to talk about how do we raise funds to recreate, rebuild the fountain. And from that seed back in May, June of 19, has come a remarkable goal for us. And so we want to share a little bit about that with you today. Our first and foremost need is for us to provide Enterprise High School with a curriculum that is available to staff and students that takes the idea that we want to save one life. So in doing that, we want to retell the story of what happened to our classmates, and we'll do that through creating a 15-minute, for the sake of conversation, videotape where we interview parents of those girls that are still alive today. We interview classmates, we interview family members, and we retell the story and bring back to life those five girls. So in doing that, we believe we'll create a cornerstone of a curriculum piece where we can show the students today that horrible accident, with the goal being, how do we give you tools to be really wise decision makers? How do we give you tools to make good choices? And so our foremost goal is to save one life today. We want to use the event that happened all those years ago as an inspiration to keep young people safe to the extent we're able to. And it's much more than drugs and alcohol and driving. It's about distracted driving.
Yeah, the drugs and alcohol didn't have anything to do with this, from what I understand. I could be wrong, but that's what I understood.
It was not an alcohol-induced accident.
Right. It was distracted driving.
It was.
You had a young man that was driving, and he had five young ladies in the car with him, and from what I understand, he was distracted, he lost control, he overcompensated, and then went right in the path of a logging truck.
Exactly.
So think about today, distracted driving with cell phones. We had a wreck right out here in front of us.
Wow.
Lady rear-ended somebody else. The first thing she did was she was looking down at that phone afterwards, and at least that's what it appeared to me. So distraction and the dangers of distraction today is even worse than it was when we were in high school.
CHP records indicate that there is more death as a result of distracted driving than drunk driving in the state of California.
Yeah, it was astonishing for us to learn. Teen fatalities are greater from distracted driving, cell phone.
Sure.
In particular, than alcohol.
Yeah.
So, you know, there was alcohol involved in that accident, but it was not the cause.
It was not the cause.
Well, but that's the main thing.
Excessive speed and that whole thing. Yeah. So today we are in our conversations with Enterprise High School faculty and students talking about the reality of driving today, the reality of riding in cars today. So our curriculum is going to be providing students, again, as I said, with those tools about what to do in an awkward situation. If you are riding in a car where your driver is engaged in cell phone activity, what are your choices? How can you address that moment when you recognize safety may be compromised by what the driver is doing? So we want to not only bring in guest speakers and guest programs, but we want to have a student-centered curriculum and conversations with students and their peers about what's the best way to address the concerns of any nature when we're in a car and something's not right? There's a distraction.
There's another aspect to this as well, and that's the empowered bystander, which we feel is very, very important. Somebody who sees something and says something about a dangerous situation or a hazardous situation, the empowered bystander is, I believe, a very important component of this whole curriculum.
Oh, no, it has to be. You know, we always don't make good decisions when we're 17 or 16. They've changed the driving laws so that, you know, in certain ages you can't have other people in the car with you, unless it's your parents,
right,
or, you know, an adult, which we didn't have that back then. You know, back then we were racing cars with the lights off in the apple orchards in Yakima. Thank God. Well, maybe they still do it. But the idea of a program that kids can download and see on their phones or see on their own computers, and telling a story of five vibrant young ladies that everything ended that instant. And that can happen to you. So, if you, like you said, if you can save one life from this. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the different things you're doing.
Thank you.
And how people can get involved with this. And, in the bottom line about this is at the end of this, of our fundraising efforts, this is what we want to have. Okay? This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Maybe that's appropriate for right now. Judy Maxwell's been helping people, all people, families, seniors, business owners, and especially veterans since 1993. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, Judy is one stop when it comes to insurance and financial planning. Two different divisions in her office. With health insurance being the way it is and the changes in insurance programs, you need the help of an expert. And that's Judy Maxwell and her team. Give her a call at 221-0441 or stop by, like I said, at 1378 Hilltop Drive. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back with the Enterprise High School Remember the Five.
Resort and Casino's got the grub, games, and giveaways this St. Patrick's Day. Food specials, green beer, table games, swipe to win, and giveaways Thursday, March 17th. Come down and celebrate with us.
Don't forget to wear green.
Find your moments at the river. Enjoy an affordable staycation experience at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Standard rooms only $89 a night, Sunday through Thursday.
Valid through March 31st.
Must have a River Club card. Some restrictions apply.
Mention promo code WINTER2022 and find your moments at the river.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House, pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. 37 degrees today on the 25th, 7:50 in the morning. I just listened to our last ad there with Dr. Patty Bay. I say we send Dr. Patty over to talk to Vladimir Putin. Solving the problems 1 hour at a time. We send Dr. Patty over there, sit down with Putin, and say, really, Vladimir, what is it in your childhood that caused you to do this? Is there something wrong with your junk? Things like this? You know, and talk to the man and have him cry in front of her. And then, you know, and then take it from there. I'm here with Enterprise High School. I'm sorry, guys. Remember the Five Committee. Steve Main, who is heading this up, and Kurt Maddox, whose sister was one of those five young people that was killed that day, distracted driving. And they are up there doing a they've got a very ambitious project here. You know, there was a memorial fountain put up at Enterprise, and then it was, I think, rebuilt, you said, in
97.
And then, but now, besides redoing that, but you want to expand this, and the whole goal is to save one life. So can you give me an idea here in our last 10 minutes of what you want to see at the end of this?
You bet. Thanks again.
Oh, no. This is what we do.
Great. The curriculum's number one. We want the kids to be empowered. We want, you know, our students to be the ones who are solving the problem because we know they have it in their hands to do that. And so the video we create will be the cornerstone. We have curriculum that will be tested by the Enterprise students and staff. And our vision is that someday this curriculum will be so good that we'll spread to the rest of the county. And beyond. We want to create cutting-edge curriculum that's student-centered and will save a life again and again. More than that, in terms of our vision for Enterprise High School, our initial efforts will include scholarships. This spring, we will be awarding up to three $500 scholarships for seniors who are involved in this kind of work on campus. We want to go to the site of the accident and have a spot dedicated to the story there to remind travelers on the road of how important it is to be safe.
Like a roadside monument.
Absolutely.
With some kind of bronze.
So we're in conversation with the property owner and Caltrans and our senator's office to determine how we can do that.
Okay.
So yes, it's grown from just, you know, repairing the fountain, rebuilding the fountain to a much bigger project.
Ambitious.
Have you ever addressed Enterprise High School about this?
Thank you for that question. We meet every Friday at Enterprise High School, and the principal comes by and students come by with our committee members, up to 10 or 12 of us, plus our Google Meet Zoom group that joins us. So, yes, Enterprise is incredibly involved and incredibly supportive of what we're doing. They are all over.
Have you ever had, like, we used to call them assemblies. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they still do those things. They may call them something else. And they would do the safe driving thing. And then, you know, in your class, you'd get the, what was it, Signal 51 or something like that.
Right.
But to address, you know, especially the younger students, about safe driving, and this is what can happen.
We did a presentation to Rotary last week, week or two ago, and one of the Enterprise students was there, Student of the Month. And he approached us afterwards and said, can we take that video, which is the original KCRA TV out of Sacramento video of the story?
Okay.
We had showed it, and he said, can we have an assembly and show that? That's a very powerful statement.
Yeah, it is.
So
4.5 minutes of recapping the accident 1 week after the accident from KCRA News in Sacramento.
Did they interview any
CHP officer?
CHP officer, yes. But, you know, something that you should, you know, it's too late now, maybe in many cases, but to interview parents or siblings.
Siblings.
And say, this is what happens when you lose focus.
There are siblings still available.
Yeah.
There are only a couple of parents.
Yeah,
still
I can imagine.
Two.
Yeah.
And neither of them would be willing to.
Mm-hmm. I got it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You would.
I would, yeah.
Of course you would.
You know,
yeah. If you can save another life.
One more.
You don't
life,
want another.
Right.
You don't want another incident like this in somebody's family.
You never
want
to see.
Okay. Well, now how can people help?
Okay. Thank you for that. We're going to take that little fountain and create what I will call a student pavilion.
Yeah.
Where there'll be seating. We will invite students into this space. Right now it's kind of a forgotten corner of the campus.
Yeah.
But we intend to bring in the memorial itself in some form or fashion. We love the idea of water being a part of it. But more than that, we want to bring in a place for students to gather, to contemplate, to think, and remember these girls. So we've engaged Nichols, Melberg, and Rossetto, Guyton's Pools, Mike Lander, landscape architect. They've been doing drawings for us. So we have these drawings that we're now sharing with people and revising mm-hmm. so that we can show what we intend to do. And this will be the big physical thrust, if you will, of our committee and our goals. So we'll have a groundbreaking this September in terms of our plans. But we want to create a space that remembers these five girls, that students can gather and make it part of their daily conversation. We hope to be able to have the ability to project the video as well as students scan the QR code to take it with them. So the centerpiece of everything we're doing is going to be this pavilion. And so that's where we need people to step up and say, hey, I can help with that. And that's why we're trying to spread the word through variety of media to say, this is what we're doing. Here's how you can help. Number one, spread the word. Let everybody you know who might be interested contact us. You know, we're on Facebook, Remember the Five, Enterprise High School, Remember the Five, but we're available in a lot of other ways. You can contact Kurt or myself. You can contact Enterprise High School. All those things are really important if you want to get involved. And then beyond that, obviously, we're doing fundraising. The family members and the classmates have already raised $25,000, and we're getting ready now to go out into the community with more fundraisers. If you're interested, we can...
How about a GoFundMe page?
Well, we've talked about that as one of our resources, yes.
I mean, it can't hurt.
Absolutely. And we want to try everything we can. So we're just looking for people
okay.
who want to get involved for any number of reasons. I know that a lot of parents who have lost young people in anything from bicycle accidents to car accidents,
yeah.
very much involved.
Now, you say that they can get a hold of you via the Facebook page. Is there other ways?
You bet.
Website or?
You bet.
Okay, how?
Yeah, right now Facebook is our web page. You know, we're moving beyond that eventually because not everybody's on Facebook. The simplest way, again, is a phone call. So they can call me at 530-410-1956, and that's the quickest way. The next best way is to contact Enterprise High School and ask for Remember the Five Committee. So those are the two easiest ways. We also have a variety of news media that have been getting us involved. Donnie Greenberg did a wonderful article on a news cafe, and that's archived. Enjoy Magazine did a great story on us this past fall. So there's lots of places we can direct people. Kurt, what else?
You can also contact me. Steve didn't overlook me by accident. He just didn't have my number. I'm at 530-356-1559, and I'd be happy to help any way I can.
Yeah, I'm looking at your... Facebook page right now.
You bet.
Yeah. How did you get involved with this, Steve?
Oh, that's a great question.
I mean, I understand.
Sure.
Chris.
Sure.
I'm sorry, Kurt. But
Kurt's sister sat right in front of me in English. So my memories of Donna are very vivid. We shared.
So you're the member of that class, too?
I am, yes.
You're maintaining your age real well.
Oh, thank you, Carl. You know, Donna sat in front of me, and we became good friends and would share writing and share stories about
your
our significant others.
High school. Yeah.
Absolutely. So that was part of it. But I remember at our reunion how many of the classmates were disappointed and unhappy with the current status.
Right.
And I'm a doer. You know, when I heard that, I said, I want to get involved. And with Scott Roberts and Ed Sandberg, we got started, and it's just mushroomed.
Okay, my friends, this is going to be going on. We've given you phone numbers, but if you go to Facebook to Enterprise High School, remember the five. That's got
everything
phone numbers,
you need.
Everything
yes.
you need. This is something, I can see where this could save some lives out there, and I think it's a wonderful, wonderful project to have.
Thank
so
you.
Anything we can do, as you know, we'll be more than happy to help.
Thank you, Carl.
You bet. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break from the news. We're going to come back with One Safe Place.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
A large apartment building ablaze.
Elsewhere, the night sky was illuminated by other blasts. Sirens were still sounding as the overnight curfew lifted at 7 o'clock local time. Kyiv hasn't been a city waking up because few have slept. And the explosions keep coming.
Ukrainian officials report civilians among the 137 people killed, 316 wounded so far. The second day of Putin's war amid fears that Ukraine's capital could fall to the invaders as soon as this weekend. Multiple media outlets report that President Biden will nominate D.C. Court of Appeals Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. The first black woman on the high court, she would take the place of retiring Justice Stephen Breyer on the Supreme Court's liberal wing, conservatives holding a 6-3 majority on the court. Day two of a high-profile gathering of conservatives, CPAC 2022, the annual Conservative Political Action Conference, underway in Orlando. There's no lack of speculation over what former President Trump might have to say when he addresses the gathering this weekend. Closely watched inflation gauge, the Fed pays a lot of attention to it, jumped 6.1% in January compared with 1 year earlier. The figure reported this morning by the Commerce Department, the largest year-over-year rise since 1982. At the same time, consumers largely shrugged off last month's higher prices, boosting their spending 2.1% December to January. Stocks higher on Wall Street this hour. The Dow's up 425 points. The Nasdaq ahead 59. The S&P trading 46 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy!
A retired U.S. Army sergeant fined $400, handed a suspended 36-month jail sentence, trying to carry a gun and ammo onto a plane in Zimbabwe.
The former soldier had been held in the renowned Chikarubi prison for more than a week. Prosecutors said he was checking into a flight to the tourist town of Victoria Falls when airport security officials found a 9mm pistol and 3 magazines, each with 15 rounds of ammunition, in his suitcase. They had asked for a 10-year prison term, but the judge criticized prosecutors for overemphasizing the man's military history to portray him as a potential terrorist. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
In Singapore, an Australian man pleading guilty to hurling a wine bottle from his apartment at a group of Muslims having a dinner party struck and killed a 73-year-old man, Andrew Gosling, being tried on a charge of committing a rash act that resulted in the death of the man who was a delivery driver in August 2019. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Both here and in Putin's backyard, Russia's invasion of Ukraine triggering loud protests.
Thousands of Russians took to the streets of more than 50 major cities, including Moscow, demanding an end to the war started by their president, Vladimir Putin.
Get my gear! Get my gear!
Protesters chanting no to war. In Budapest, Hungary, the crowd calls Putin a terrorist.
Putin, terrorist! Putin, terrorist!
Outside the White House Thursday evening.
Stand with Ukraine! Stand with Ukraine!
The United Nations Security Council votes Friday on a resolution condemning Russia's actions. It will be vetoed by Russia. I'm Tim McGuire.
The Biden administration reportedly set to significantly loosen federal COVID mask-wearing guidelines, action expected to be announced later today, according to a couple of administration insiders speaking with the AP. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM right here. And in my studio today, we've got just part of the 5,000 guests. Just some of the 5,000 guests have been on with us over the last 12 years. But one of my favorite people, really he's my son, Jared. The producer.
Good morning.
Yeah, you know what, son? I need to get you get that beard trimmed up a little bit, and stop bringing those weird people home at night. Okay.
Yeah, all right.
All right. Hey, what's the weather look like?
It's currently 40 degrees outside. Today is going to be sunny with a high of 64, low of 34. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a chance of rain tomorrow night with a high of 64, a low 42. On Sunday, we have a chance of rain early Sunday, and then later on Sunday night with a high of 64. A low of 42. On Monday, we have a chance of rain with a high of 71, a low of 47. And on Tuesday, we have it's going to be chance of rain and mostly cloudy with a high around 47 and a low of 69. And it says Wednesday, rain likely, so.
Okay, then can we all together agree on one thing? It has nothing to do with invasions. It has nothing to do with politics. Can we all agree on one thing, that for 1 minute today, we all sit, close our eyes, and say, rain. Let it rain. Let it rain in March. Let the snowpack go up another 80, 100 feet. Rain in March. Let's suck it up. Let's bite the bullet. Let's get tough and let it rain every day.
Absolutely.
But just in evenings and have nice, no, rain. We need rain. Okay. All right. Hey, look, the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. If it was up to Chuck Kenny, we'd have rain, but he's just bringing us the reports. Shasta Gas Propane is a premier service when it comes to helping people in our community. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Their customer service is just noteworthy. I can't say enough about Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call, 365-3793. And I'm here with One Safe Place. I'm here with Candace, who was the driving force behind the One Safe Place crab feed. And let me tell you, what a great deal that was. Good job.
Thank you, thank you.
And Dan Dogent?
Dogert.
Okay. Oh, that's an R, Carl. Yeah.
It's all right, Carl. We'll do this every time.
Every time. I'm sorry. You know what? It's kind of embarrassing. I mean, I just saw Candace. We talked. We chatted. I've gotten emails back and forth with you about, you know, on this whole thing. And I come in, I know you. Candace, Carl. Oh, but the last time I saw you, you were a little frazzled. Can I say that? You weren't put together like this. You were, you know, in the middle of 1,000 people fighting to get in to stuff down as much crab possible in the space of 2.5 hours.
Honestly, I thought it was, it felt like phenomenal.
It was a phenomenal event. And let me tell you, this isn't just me saying it. This, I've heard this from many people. They thought this was the best one.
Really? Oh, that's
yeah.
So good to hear.
Oh, no. Sandy, who had a table there, who bought the table from that, she said she thought this was the best one.
Oh.
So, yeah, you did a great job, and it was a super fundraiser for One Safe Place.
Thank you. Thank you.
You did.
So, I can't wait to see next year. Oh, that's a lot of pressure on you.
Can't wait to have you. You're coming.
Oh, okay. Okay, now I will admit that years ago, as kind of as for me and my own little sense of humor was, you want me to MC? Yes. And this was two, once say places before.
Oh, okay.
Leadership there.
Okay.
I said, well, look, the way I eat crab is I crack the crab. And I put it in a pile. I'm one of those pilers as opposed to just stuffing it in your face.
Yeah.
I said, if I MC, I can't eat crab.
Right.
I'm up there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want you to crack me some crab. The president, the leader, the director of One Safe Place.
Oh, my God.
And I got a little bag of it. And she did it.
Yeah.
I did that for a couple years. And then one year, they gave me a can of cracked crab. It's like 10 pounds. And I went, what am I going to do with this? You know, I gave it back. This year, I'm there. I'm cracking away as fast as I can because I hadn't said anything. You know, changes. Katie was new and all this. And a lady brings up to me one of those aluminum platter.
Yeah.
Filled with crab. And it was like everybody at the table just looked at me. And I looked back, and I went, it's good being me.
Yes, yes.
But I ended up sharing that with people. Just, you know.
So you no longer had to crack it anymore.
Oh, okay. No, I'm just, good. You know, I don't, something about cracking crab kind of slows you down so
oh,
you can
absolutely.
Eat more, as opposed to
right.
eating it all at one time,
yeah.
or does it fill up?
And yeah. it goes to show how bad people want you to MC.
Yeah, they must
crack
right.
crab for you right
yeah,
there.
You know, we
maybe
do it for
maybe
you,
I'll just say this, I want it cracked while I'm there. So
absolutely.
I can watch to make sure you're not getting this out of something else, like a can
right.
or something. I want fresh. It was great.
Yeah,
anyway.
Well, it's from R&R, so it's all fresh.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And I tell you what.
It was a great event.
R&R. Love
yeah.
that place.
So good. They're amazing.
Okay. Now, but that's not what we came in to talk about, but mm-hmm. that was a huge success.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And it does so, and the money goes to such a great place.
Yeah.
All stays right here to help people that need help. Both
yeah.
men and women and children.
I'm so thankful for everybody who attended and sponsored and gave their support to us. We're just so grateful.
Yeah, and to your point, Carl, I mean, she was frazzled because she was running around like crazy. I tried to stop her a few times just for some help at my table.
Uh-huh.
And she has so much to do.
And I tell you what, part of this is, my friends, if you haven't been to one of these crab feeds, and I don't know why, mainly because a lot of times you can't get a ticket. You got to jump right in here to get a ticket. And you've got all these people that are running around with pots full of crab. But then when we start auctioning things off, and one of them was supporting a family, or I think it's camp.
It's sponsoring a child to camp.
To camp.
Mm-hmm.
And people that wanted to do that just raised their paddle up, and there was like 100 of them in there.
There was so
many watching, and first of all, it was just a few of you. Then pretty soon there was like 20 of you racing, and put your paddle down. I saw it. Get it back up again. Went back up.
Yes, call them out.
Yep, call them out. And but it was an extraordinary evening, and I need to give you accolades here.
Thank you.
I'm sure other people have.
And, you know, thank you for emceeing. We really appreciate your
support. You know, it just seemed like everything clicked so well. Lee Luff and I have worked together many times. But that night, it just seemed like people were open and people were happy to be someplace.
Mm-hmm.
And they missed the crab feed. So.
Absolutely.
All right. So I've taken our first segment, and we've got to take a break. And then when we come back, we've got a lot of things to talk about, including teen violence, domestic violence awareness month. But this portion of the show is brought to you by PSA2, Area Agency on Aging. And they have a program. It's called the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. What this is, it's no cost. If you qualify for it, and we'll give you the number here in a second. You can give them a call, and a home safety expert, will come to your home for free, analyze your home, and say, you know what, you could probably use a railing here, maybe some grab bars in the bath, because a lot of older people, they can get along fine, but if they trip and they bust a knee or a hip or a shoulder, you know, that's it. They may end up in another facility for that. So we want to prevent that. And once those are identified, It will be put in free of charge. So this is here to help people stay at home and not go through this falling, and maybe we can prevent some injuries there. And it's the PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging. Their phone number is 842-1687. 842-1687. We'll be right back. It's 8:14 in the morning, 37 degrees out there. It's going to be another beautiful day.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria, and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria, and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. Linda's on assignment this morning. We're on from 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. It's 8:19 in the morning on the 25th of February. It's 38 degrees, going up to 66 today. Beautiful. Hopefully next week we'll be getting some rain. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals recognized by the Watson Health Institute. How about this? They've got an A rating from an organization that rates all the hospitals based on statistics and written things that you can measure. And Shasta Regional got an A rating. You might want to check the hospital you go into to see what kind of rating they got. Because to me, it's like going into a restaurant. If they've got an A rating, I go in there as opposed to when they got a D rating. Because I just kind of have a feeling I might come out of there without food poisoning. That Shasta Regional Medical Center, so many things are going in there. TAVR valve replacement, they're going to be teaching hospital next year, bringing in residents to learn right here. 24 of them right here in town. Healing starts here. Okay, I'm here with Dan Dogert and Candace Keating from One Safe Place. And you've got a specific topic. You know, I just gushed all over Candace for the good job she did at once. Even though I know there's hundreds of other people that are involved, but you were the face of it. If there's a question, go see Candace. And I brought up, you know, anyway. And it didn't work. I mean, it wasn't, things happened. Mm-hmm. And, but it was just handled. Yeah. Kind of always working together.
Yeah, that's what
that.
We try and do. Yeah.
It worked
and,
out.
You know, we have a wonderful team to help.
Yeah. So this is Teen Domestic Violence Month Awareness.
Yes.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so we're actually just wrapping up Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month. We actually had a lot of success with it. We ran some campaigns such as Wear Orange Day, which was February the 18th. And what we did, we as a staff all wore orange, took a picture for it, basically to just stand in solidarity with each other in a showing of our prevention for teen domestic violence.
Okay, now let's, can you kind of define that when we say it? Because when I think of domestic violence, I think it's, and it may be this.
Yeah, and actually, I'm saying it incorrectly. It's actually teen dating abuse, or not domestic violence. It's teen dating violence. So,
oh, okay.
I just
dating
wanted to
violence.
Correct myself
okay,
there.
Okay, because I see what you have written here.
Yes.
And, which is a good thing, too, of course.
Yeah.
But dating violence.
Yes.
That, I can't wait to hear what you're going to say. I hope you have some statistics and those kinds
I
of things.
I definitely do.
Yeah.
So, Candace and I last week actually got to get into Shasta High School to mm-hmm. give some workshops.
Right.
Very successful. The first workshop that we gave, we were going over some statistics and kind of just gauging their knowledge of what teen dating violence looks like. Mm-hmm. We were really surprised at the participation and how much knowledge mm-hmm. they do actually have.
One Safe Place has been putting programs out there for several years. That's a good thing.
Absolutely. Well, Candace and I, like when we were talking about it when we were in high school, the type of education we got on this subject was basically sex education, which was basically, you know, look out for STDs. Here's some condoms. So, and that was the only knowledge that we got.
Kind of like what we gave to our Marines.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's the only knowledge that we really got. So we wanted to bring something new with uh-huh. some substance. So we got in there. We were giving them some statistics, too, that were pretty alarming to them as well. So we had a student ask, why is teen dating violence education so important? Well, I'll tell you why. Is because according to the statistic, youths ages 16 to 24 mm-hmm. Experience the highest per capita rate, and that's for California, of intimate partner violence out of any age group, and it's nearly triple the national average.
What is that though? Is there a number you can put on that?
I don't have an actual number
okay.
of. You know, the complete, but I do know that that age group from 16 to 24 mm-hmm. has the highest amount of domestic violence.
Okay.
So that's why it's so important. And also 81% of parents either say that they believe teen dating violence is not an issue, or they admit to not knowing it's an issue.
Well, yeah. So I imagine ignorance is, you know, not being stupid, but ignorance of the subject is something. That's something you don't want to hear.
Right.
Now, and I'm going to ask you two personal questions. You're younger. Have you two ever been, have you ever experienced dating violence?
For myself, fortunately, I have not.
Okay. You're pretty much an assertive young lady, and, you know, if you tried it, I'm going to hit you with this hammer. Okay.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's for guys too, though. That's what people don't understand. Yeah. Right?
It does go for guys, and I'll be a little vulnerable here and just say that I have experienced it, but with me being the culprit in high school, you know, but not violence as right. in physical or anything like that. I know that when you're in high school, you're not necessarily prepared for a relationship the way you are when you're older. You don't see things the right way, obviously, you know what I mean? So it's very, very different expectations, and even though it's something to where when you're in high school, you're not necessarily aware that your behavior is not right as far as...
Yeah, because everybody else is doing it.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. It's the culture, it's the environment. Mm-hmm. Obviously you're going to take the advice of your friends over and your classmates over your parents because it's out of style too, you know? And like I said though, 81% of parents, you know, they're just unaware or they don't think it's an issue.
Well, you know, we do a show, my friend and I, just started it, last month, had our second show. It's called Man Up. And you would think, oh, hey, yeah, we talk about bourbon, we talk about cigars, but one of the other things is to be a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
How do you be a gentleman, still be manly and alpha, but you treat other people with respect?
Absolutely.
And just because, you know, you're a male does not mean that you can't do things like that.
Right.
I know that, you know, well, how does that get out of Man Up? Because being a man means that you treat others with respect, especially females.
Yeah.
So it may be the old school, but that's the way it is.
Right, and that's a great point. And I actually relayed that same message to my players this season. I coached at Enterprise basketball for their freshman team. And myself and the other coach going into it, our mission was, hey, we're, you know, yeah, we want to win. We want to have a successful season, but what does that look like? You know, we're in this position to where we're prevention educators, and we have this opportunity now to show these young men how to be gentlemen, to have respect, and things of that nature.
Does it make you anything less of a man?
No, it doesn't. And in fact, I think that these characteristics add to being a man, you know, keeping your word, you know, holding yourself accountable, things of that nature.
Taking responsibility
for
your actions and not blaming them on your parents or your friends or things like this. I mean, you know the difference between right and wrong.
Right. And luckily I had, we were blessed with a great group of kids. These guys, they had such good character, so it was a really nice experience.
Well, that's it. It's building character. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to take an early break because then I'm going to switch over to you, Candace, because this goes with females, too. They can, you know, what they can do to demand that respect. So I'm going to switch over to you right after the break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. You know, I found Cypress Square Barbershop in June of 2007 when I moved up here. And I've never gone to another place. These are just great guys. It's a better known business. Super haircuts. They work by appointments now, so you don't have to sit in line. You just go in, get your haircut, chit chat with people. Sometimes I hang around or get there early just to see what's going on. But they give, like I said, great service, great people. They don't talk politics. And that's a good thing, too. We'll talk about everything else. You'll never see Dr. Phil on the TV because this is Man's Last Stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, in using the word Man's Last Stronghold, only in the highest sense. We'll be right back with One Safe Place.
We'll be right back. This is Carl Bott.
And Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Louis Black, Off the Rails Tour.
You want a political commentator? Then bring on a barnyard animal. They have more to say to us. Like a lamb. What did you think, lamb? Bah. Back to you.
February 27th, Reading Civic Auditorium. Tickets are on sale now at readingcivic.com. Louis Black reminding you, I'll see you in February.
Hey, welcome back to My Sweet Love. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew. Tobacco and Brew, 2173 Hilltop Drive. They have all of your tobacco accessories, all of the tobacco needs that you have. They have the finest walk-in humidor in Northern California with a great selection of cigars, including a grab bag with three cigars in there for a very fair price. Really friendly people. They support a lot of our nonprofits here in town. Locally owned, locally operated, been here for over 30 years. That's Tobacco and Brew. I'm here with Candace Keating and Dan Dogert from One Safe Place. We're talking about teen dating violence, domestic violence in this. And I told Candace I'm coming back to her. We talked about with Dan, who is a basketball coach also for the freshmen.
Yes.
And part of making a well-rounded young individual is to teach them the right things to do, to be a gentleman. It doesn't make you lesser of a man or lesser tough.
Right.
If you act as a gentleman in your relationships. And, but now I go over to Candace because it's the woman who is, in, I would guess, most cases, is the victim of this.
Yeah, in most cases, according to the statistics, for sure.
What do you tell the young ladies, Candace?
I mean, you know, we to put it out there, you know, it is prevalent between the girls and the boys who are teenagers for both. But yes, it is a little bit more prevalent for the girls. And you know, the best thing that you can do is educate them, because some teenagers don't really know what is teen dating abuse. They're not aware as to the fact that they're even going through it, if they are going through it, or what that even looks like. And it's starting the conversation with them and letting them know, hey, these are the signs and this is what it looks like. And, you know, these young youth are a little bit afraid of reporting. They don't feel like they have somebody that they can go to.
Mm-hmm.
They know that if they do say something, that it's mandated, you know, and they're worried about what happens after that. What's going to happen to me after that? If I do report, are my parents going to freak out and say it's my fault? You know, that's something that's kind of a big stress for young girls.
That's a huge one, and that's a great point, Candace. It truly is one of the main reasons why not just young girls, but mostly young girls decide not to report, is because they're afraid of what their parents might say. They're afraid of being socially exiled by their friends, and or just of people not believing them.
You turned in Danny. He's such a nice guy. He's going to get kicked out of school. That's one of the things you're afraid of. Absolutely. I imagine. But a young lady needs to establish boundaries, too. Do we talk about boundaries with them?
Right. Yeah, we definitely talk about boundaries. And, you know, even in the more subject that, you know, some people are uncomfortable to bring up, but, you know, it's how you bring it up. It's letting people know what here are these you know, boundaries also in certain areas with discussing what are my physical boundaries as well, and letting and opening up that discussion and letting them know it's, you know, you can say no. Just because you're dating somebody doesn't mean you owe them anything or you're obligated to do anything with them. And you know, light bulbs kind of go up, right? You can see it, and they're like, oh, you know, like just because you are in a relationship as a teen, you don't, they don't realize that, oh, I can say no. They don't, I don't owe them anything just because I'm dating them, or, you know, so that's.
You never owe them the right to abuse you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And Dan said, in being very open, that he was probably, he had abused people, not physically, but mentally and probably verbally.
Yeah.
At times when you were a kid, because you didn't, you know, it was just, that's what happened. But
absolutely.
But if that girl had turned on you right then and said, what the hell are you doing? Would that have had an impact on you?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah.
It most definitely would. It would have made me open my eyes to what, you know, obviously she's got an issue with this. And
or maybe I have an issue.
right. And I am unaware, but I, you know, fortunately enough for me, I had a great example and a dad bringing me up.
Well, that's a good point you just brought up, because for girls, they may see this at home.
Mm.
And then they kind of fall into that, because as we know, an abuser, a domestic abuser, usually learns this at a very early age.
Yeah. And in fact, it is learned behavior. We know that through the studying that we do, that it's not, you know, it's not inherited. It's not genetic. It's not something that you pick up later on. It's a learned behavior that you grow up around.
Yeah. Well, Candace, again, I don't mean to put you on a spot in all this, which is what I'm doing, but it's so important that young girls and when girls start dating earlier,
right?
They want to grow up fast, as we all have, but it's so important that they learn that to respect themselves. How do you teach that? What do you say to people?
I would say we give them we give them knowledge and tools, and we as adults, not only do we give them that knowledge and tools, but we also walk in that ourselves, and that is the best example. You know, walking in that in yourself, and they can see how you present yourself. They can see how you handle situations. They can see how your responses are to certain situations, right? And then if they, or just you know, just being that role model, you know. Yeah.
Do you ever do a situational, you know, where you do role playing?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In fact, part of the DVSA training that I host twice a year, the domestic violence and sexual assault training, we actually, part of it is a role play, because we as advocates have to, we don't have to, but we like to participate in our crisis hotline. So we'll role play with that. Say someone calls in and there's a few different scenarios that we have. And, it just kind of guides us through what we need to do to ensure that person's safety, make sure they're comfortable and praised for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we do actually have some role play practices that we do, and
that's
a part
of our
teaching.
Calling in, but I'm thinking about, you have a young man, a young woman up there who you've been working with for this, and certain things happen.
Mm.
How does a girl say no? And she's afraid to offend them. In many cases, but there are ways of saying that.
You know, also, I think it's bringing awareness to both the guys and the girls in the situation. And you know what? And some guys are also in a situation where they want to say no, and they don't know how to say no either.
That's a good point.
Right? So yeah. I think it's bringing a situation to both parties, girls and boys, you know, teens, adults. And also, there's also one other thing where some people are in the midst of it, and they are the mood feels right, and then when you ask them, are you comfortable with this, they kind of don't say anything, because some people have dealt with past trauma or they're too nervous to say no, and just like if they're quiet, that doesn't mean a yes, you know, or if they are kind, you know, they're not emphatic about it, that doesn't mean yes. If they say no, it doesn't mean insist, you know, or try and convince them, right? Or in some cases, I've heard of people saying that they were kind of like, oh, well, they kept asking, or tried to convince me further, and, you know, like,
they're 16-year-old males.
Stick with the first no, or, you know, if they're not really responding, or, you know, just don't, you know, it's not for you to move forward, right? So you just you just have a conversation with both of them and let them know. We always look for we look for in both parties that are saying yes emphatically, both very excited to do this, right? And that's mainly what we look for, right?
And I just wanted to say real quick, Candace brought up a great point while we were doing one of our workshops as well. Someone had asked the same questions as you're asking, kind of in a sense of what do we do, you know, if we don't say no or this and that. And I said, well, that's a huge misconception that if you don't say no, then it's not rape, or unwanted. So just because someone doesn't say no doesn't mean that it's okay. You don't have to say no for it to be.
Yeah, that goes back to the guy.
You could be in shock.
Or the girl, whoever's the aggressor in this.
Right. Right.
It goes back to them. But yeah, you can be.
You could be in shock. You could not know how to tell them off in a good way because you have a sense of maybe they'll be angry with me. Maybe this will happen. I'm not in control here. So I just, you know, we made it really important to tell them, hey, just because you don't say no doesn't mean anything wrong didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
You can still report things if you were uncomfortable with it, and it's encouraged to.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But again, it goes back to being able to establish boundaries right up front.
Yeah.
And if you can do that and then stick to those. We got to take a break, but I want to ask you about alcohol or drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And the impact it has on things like this.
Absolutely.
For teen violence.
Yep.
Okay. We'll be right back
after
these messages. And Jared, I want you to think of all the times you said no in your life.
Living in a lonely world. He took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy. Born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere.
Calling all country music fans. Come see up-and-coming country musician Mitchell Tenpenny perform live in concert Friday, April 1st, inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
I've been sober.
Yeah, this town's been telling me.
Tickets just $50 plus fee.
For tickets, call 1-800-280-UWIN.
A must-see country sensation Mitchell Tenpenny in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, April 1st. Find your moment at the river.
My 30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Their grand opening is Saturday, February 26th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., with free drawings throughout the day. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Don't miss their grand opening, February 26th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., in the Shasta Gateway Center.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. You two had to watch me do a little dancing there. You know,
it's wonderful.
AWB.
It was awesome.
AWB. Average white boy dancing. Okay. welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We have with us One Safe Place, Candace Keating and Dan Dogert. And we're talking about teen violence, or domestic violence in teen dating. And this is a problem. The state of California, as usual, leads. all those things. And we're talking about establishing the boundaries and the rules. Now, when people drink or use drugs, mm-hmm. recreational drugs, big problem?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I'd say so. Of course, we know drinking and drugs lowers your inhibitions. And it just opens up the environment for things to go awry like that. You know what I mean? Sometimes, you know, most of the time, both of the parties are drinking. So, the pursuant may be, you know, thinking that the person is flirting with them more than they are, or getting the wrong impression. Maybe they're into them. So they, you know, because they're under the influence, the perpetrator, that is, you know, they may misunderstand the other person as far as if they're consenting or not, or if they're even into the person. And then also with the victim in this situation, of course, you know, drugs or alcohol can impair them to a state of even blackout, to where they have no control over what's happening. They don't even know what's happening.
You know, there's been cases like this, big cases. Mm-hmm. You know, I still don't understand the aspect of assaulting somebody that's unconscious.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
Yeah, and
it's not right.
Yeah, and some people, you know, are in kind of a worst case. They look for somebody who may not be able to, you know.
They're predators.
Yeah.
There. There's predators.
Right? Exactly. And that's how they become exposed, is because, you know, there are people that go to parties or situations like this because they know that there's going to be intoxicated men or women there that mm-hmm. they can take advantage of.
Yeah.
To kind of circle back to teen dating violence yeah. awareness, and as far as, you know, as we know, teenagers, you know, parties do happen, and you know, this scenario can happen for teens as well, where they're at a party, there's been drinking, maybe sometimes drugs involved, and something like this happens. You know, that is something that is prevalent, and some teens are very very wary to even report, because they're worried, you know, about telling their parents or somebody.
Yeah, I was drinking over at Susie's house.
Right.
And
right.
some guy did this.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So some there's kids that are afraid to even say something to their parents and admit that, hey, this is what I was doing. This is what happened that led up to this.
Okay. What can parents do?
So,
parents that care. They mm-hmm. want, you know, I can give examples of my granddaughter where she goes to college. She started college last year. She's a sophomore year, mm-hmm. this year. She never goes to a party without a buddy. In her case, there's like three of them.
Mm-hmm.
They never go any place without the other ones. They don't ever leave a drink alone.
Right.
Absolutely.
Those kind of things. And they don't take drinks from people bringing it to them.
Right. Yeah.
And I hate to say we're at that point in our society where you have to do that.
Yeah.
But what do parents tell their kids?
I would say just having an open discussion with them, like, I am somebody that you can go to if something like this happens. I don't want you to go to these parties and do drugs. But if something happens, you can call me. I am here for you, you know, and I think that's something that, a lot of teens are kind of scared of, like, what would the reaction to be? How would they explode on me if they did know that I did go to this party, if I drank or did drugs? And some of them are worried that they would get blamed for it by their parents, right? So, just having that conversation with your kid, and just letting them know, that you are a safe space, and that you are here for them.
No questions asked. Call me.
Right.
No questions
yeah.
asked. I'm going to pick you up.
Yeah.
No questions asked. Bring you home.
We, also within, you know, growing up, within my own family, even honestly to this day, because I'm a single woman.
You're
yeah.
still
and
young.
I'm young.
Yeah.
What I do is I text my grandparents or my roommates, like, hey, I'm going out. And I'm gonna be out really late tonight, you know, just so they have a reference, like where I was and like when I left,
who you're with
and who I'm with.
Yeah.
Right. And make sure that if you are going into those scenes, that you are with people who are reliable friends. They're not just going to be friends that are going to, you know, get distracted and leave you. You're with a solid group of people.
No, like I said, the thing that my granddaughter's doing.
Mm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
My advice to parents would be, and this is just from, again, my studies and everything in teen dating violence prevention, is to start the talk with them between ages 10 to 12 about dating, mm-hmm. what dating looks like, what a healthy relationship looks like, what an unhealthy relationship looks like. I would encourage parents to start doing their own research, or even reach out to One Safe Place if you want to, you know, and I'd be more than happy to educate you on how to have the conversation with your child. Now, like Candace said, I'll kind of piggyback off of that. It's very important for you to let them know that you're a safe person. Obviously, you're their parent, so you're going to love them no matter what. It's good that when you're talking to them, giving them the sex talk, to use medical terms and not kind of play around with it, because it's not a joke. And then, you know, obviously if you use more medical terminology when you're speaking about sexual abuse or dating abuse, things like that, it allows that child, that teenager, to be more open and vulnerable with you when describing things, rather than thinking that they have to make up a word for it or something because it's so disgusting. You know, so terminology is important. What happened to you is way better than what's wrong with you.
Yeah.
You know,
what happened tonight, hon?
Yeah, what happened to you? You know, what can I do to help? You know that you can come to me with anything regardless.
I think one of the things you said, of course, everything we're talking about is important. Mm-hmm. When you said start when they're 10 or 12, before they date.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is what a healthy relationship is. This is what happens. If you say no, it means no.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of thing. Did you get that talk when you were growing up, Kim?
Honestly, I did not. I think when I've talked to other, you know, friends, they didn't get that talk as well. And I'm so glad that, you know, as prevention educators, that One Safe Place has that, where we can discuss with teenagers, hey, this is what an unhealthy relationship looks like. Hey, this is what a healthy relationship looks like. Because a lot of teenagers don't get that talk, and a lot of parents don't know to have that talk or what that talk looks like. So that's kind of the main thing.
Sometimes it's even uncomfortable for the parents because they don't know what that talk looks like. So that's another thing that we're really working on, is educating parents as well.
Well, how about and I'm sure you do this, but a video, something, just a video about that parents can download.
Absolutely.
And look at it and go, well, I didn't know that. And things have changed since maybe they were kids, too. Mm-hmm. Things have gotten more, what can I say, looser?
Yeah. Maybe? Well, we just discussed it with him, too, even since we've been in high school. You know, it's been 16 years since I've been in high school, but when I was, we didn't have the social media thing. We didn't have phones in school. We didn't have any of that. So it wasn't, you know, as big a deal.
I think that's important, too, is to tell your kids, you know, if you do anything out there, it could be out there for everybody to see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Forever.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're right. We didn't have that. We didn't have to worry about that.
Right. So it's also gauging where students are at nowadays as well, and just seeing what they deal with mm-hmm. now compared to what we dealt with back then, so we can better prevent the situation.
Well, now, how do they get, say parents are listening to this or grandparents are listening to the show today. How do they get a hold of you to say, hey, you know what, where's some literature I can go to? And where's maybe a, you know, I can read up on this so I can tell my kids these things.
Yeah, absolutely. So they can either get some resources from our personal website, which is just One Safe Place. And then if they want some further information, maybe a direct source to talk to, like myself or another advocate, they can reach me, Dan, at 530-244-0118, and my extension is 220. Or you can email me at danield@ospshasta.org. Either of those ways will work, and I can give you a lot of resources or point you in the right direction.
If you just go to your website, and warning signs, extreme jealousy, sexual pressure, any mm-hmm. form of physical harm, and isolation. Yeah. These are all warning signs that parents need to know.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Last thoughts?
I also want to mention that on our Facebook as well, we put out information for people as far as what, you know, the Teen Dating Violence Abuse Awareness Month and other things as well.
Okay.
It's available to you guys.
Yeah,
well, thanks a lot.
Last thing I want to say is just that we have Child Abuse Month coming up, or Child Abuse Awareness Month coming up next.
Right.
I'm Excuse me. And so I just wanted to let everyone know we have that coming down the pipeline, and we'll have more information as we get closer to the time.
Okay. Well, Candace Keating and Dan Dogert, thank you so much for being with us.